right, folks. Welcome back. What was that? Do you all know what that was? 1978, The Wiz popped on the stage, changed many things for a long time to come, and The Wiz is coming to Morgan. And Shirley Bassfield Dunlop's in the house. She's coordinator of theater arts and associate professor of fine performing arts here at Morgan State University and directing The Wiz coming here to Morgan. Good to have you in the studio, Shirley. How are you?
I'm fine. It's always good to be with you, Mark.
Always, always. So 410-319-8888 is the number to call. You can join us by email at talkatsteinershow.org. Tweet us at Mark Steiner. So The Wiz is coming. Tell us about what's happening here with this.
Well, you know, Mark, it's the sesquicentennial of Morgan.
Not of The Wiz, but yeah. Of Morgan.
But the point is that we had to find something in the performance category that would speak to the 150 years of Morgan's history.
Right.
So, of course, The Wiz came up. It originated here in Baltimore at the Morris Mechanic in 1974. It talks about coming home.
It originated at
the Morris Mechanic.
I forgot about that.
1974. Yes. And so we thought it was the most important performance to do a wonderful, not necessarily kickoff of the sesquicentennial, but to ground it. And so here we are. It opens this weekend, and here we are with a cast of about, and I'm saying about because I keep wondering, I'll look at somebody and say, no, what's your name? But it's over 40 people and a dog.
40 people and a dog.
40 people and a dog. Sounds like a title for a new play.
So you are...
I'm the director.
Wow.
Melvin Miles is the music director. And we have Torrens Johnson and alumnus Mary. Mary Travis as choreographers.
So talk about this production. I mean, take us back to 74 for a moment. I had completely forgotten that it actually opened here in October of 1974.
Yes, with Andre DeShields as The Wiz.
Right.
And in fact, Andre DeShields will be joining us for opening night on this Friday. He'll be our guest, but he's not going to be singing his song.
He's not in the production?
His songs, no. But he will be joining us. But it opened in 74 before it went to Broadway.
Where it was best musical in 1975.
Yes, yes, yes. And so we're excited about this.
You know, I think in some ways, to me, The Wiz, as a production, as a play, as a musical, was one of those turning points for theater.
Yes, and it was because of the spectacle. It was because of the fact that The Wiz came from The Wizard of Oz, which was a very well-known children's book, so to speak, by L. Frank Baum. And here we found an opportunity to take the story of the journey that one has to take, the tornado that one has to take in their own lives to recognize who they are, and it was turned into a musical. And so it's a important point because it has a story, because you know most musicals made at that time were just that. Let's put this song together
right,
to link this song. But this had a very important book to it. And I think that having such famous people as the late Joffrey Holder to stage and design this piece was just an absolute jewel. And of course, we look at the fact that such a wonderful opportunity as to see such a piece. And then so many people have wanted to perform this piece since that time. This has been one of the most loved pieces in American musicals.
And I think about that time culturally in America. I mean, you had The Wiz winning Tonys on Broadway in 1975, and then 2 years later was the beginning of the miniseries Roots.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
this is
and so you're looking at the African American experience becoming very important to America, and that it is done in more than just history books, but it's done through the arts, and so that's a wonderful opportunity for us to claim. I think that you're right about that. We are looking at African American stories becoming alive in American history. We'll be looking at theater. We're looking at film. Roots is of course, important to us as well. But when you look at The Wiz and you look at all of that beauty and all of that history on stage, we're thinking about the fact that not many opportunities were made in that 1970s black national black arts movement, and that is what, as you're saying, that is a pivotal point in our history, or in the history of our country. We have not had the opportunity to have too many productions on stage that have us in such a positive light, have us in such an important light at this point.
So I'm curious how you are approaching this as a director. And this is a huge, it can be a huge production. I mean, you have a lot of people, and there's a big cast to start with, no matter whether what numbers you have, there's got to be a huge cast. So how are you approaching this?
Well, I'm excited about this from a different point of view, a metaphysical point of view. I read a book called, and you know, now when you get old, you're thinking, okay, what was her name? But I read a book called The Wizard of Us. And
I don't know that.
Yeah,
that
The Wizard of Us. Yeah, look it up so I can remember the name of the author.
I'll look it up right now. Hey, while you're talking, I'll look it up. Go ahead.
The Wizard of Us, and it talks about the journey that and the magic that is with us, in us, that sometimes gets overlooked, and sometimes people are not allowing.
Jane Houston.
And the fact that we go through life so many times having others to define our journey. And that's what happens with Dorothy. And she needs a tornado in her life, like we all have done in many ways. I've had tornadoes in my life that decide, you know, I have to step off this road and cut me a new path and realize that I had to, you know, leave a place of employment because I wasn't seeing my value, the me shine in this. And so I'm not looking at it from, you know, this is a cute song, that's a cute song, but I'm looking at it from all of the things that have been in our path in which we have had to take those stumbling blocks and make them into stepping stones. And so it's been a wonderful opportunity to work with young people from the community, graduates, Morgan students, who at the table when we did our first read, and then when we did our table work, that just began to have this metamorphosis, this change in themselves. There were tears shed and all the above. It was just a wonderful opportunity to let them know that, you know, where is the heart for you to have the courage? Where is the heart for you to know that you have the knowledge and you can do more than what you're stuck in doing right now?
So, you know, and I think about The Wiz. I mean, I'm just curious how you think The Wiz transformed The Wizard.
The Wiz transformed The Wizard.
Right?
Well, you know, in this piece, The Wizard is of course a guy who has been walking, he's been a circus treat, I guess we should say. And so when we look at that, and then we see The Wiz, which is you know, the Andre DeShields of all of us, but The Wiz, we're looking at a man that had to find himself and realize that he was larger than life. And The Wizard, also, he kind of thinks that people are enamored by his magic. But in The Wiz, he realizes that people are not necessarily enamored by his magic, but that he realizes that he has a magic that is more than just, it's more than just what he wants others, what he's portrays. It is something that's within, and he finds and learns so much more from Dorothy. He says, I don't have any friends, and Dorothy says, you're really a nice person. The wizard in the piece that we have, he hides behind this huge curtain and doesn't want anybody to see his reveal. In this particular piece, the Wiz exposes himself, and I think that that's a difference between the two.
So about the music, is this live music? How are you doing the music?
Miles, Melvin Miles, as we all know, is part of all of the bands at Morgan.
Right,
and
right,
he
right.
has composed an orchestra that is absolutely wonderful. He's composed a group of pit singers that include not only our Morgan students, but it also includes the voice coach, who is a Baltimore local, Alma Mesa. She studied at Peabody, and she has been very helpful with the singers. So we have a wonderful orchestra.
That is a
part of this piece.
Wow, so that's amazing. But yeah. this is only for one weekend?
One weekend.
My Lord. I mean, it sounds like you should be running for several weekends or something,
right? I know, but you know, this is a popular piece, and therefore it is very expensive, Mark.
Oh, means it means to be performed. You have the royalties you have to pay.
The royalties are off the chain, and we're so blessed to have for our Thursday matinee a full house. That is, students from all over the Maryland area are here. We have 2,000 seat house, and we have over 1,800 seats sold so far.
For
Thursday, 10 o'clock matinee.
10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning.
So how many days is this going to run?
It's going to run Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to run Friday, opening night at 7:30. Saturday at 2 p.m. matinee, and a 7:30 matinee, and then we have Sunday, our final show at 3 o'clock p.m.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but
that's an intense schedule, though.
Yeah, but we want to pack the house, and so we said rather than spread it out and let everybody kind of, wait, we wanted to get them in early. And I'm telling you, people need to not sit on this. They need to not sit on this. Oh, I'll get the tickets later.
Yeah, don't
no,
do
no,
that,
no,
right?
No, 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 because tickets are selling and they're going quickly, and you want to get your tickets
So, on public radio, you're not supposed to say price, but you can tell us, and we still have a few minutes left, but you can tell us how to get tickets.
Okay.
Online, by phone.
Right. You can get tickets by calling the ticket office at the Murphy Fine Arts Center, which is 443-885-4440. So that's 443-885-4440. And you can also look at the Murphy Fine Arts Center, that's with an S, and that's one word, .org, to get information about buying the tickets on Ticketmaster. But it's an easy way to get tickets to see this show.
So it's just exciting, I mean, that you're actually doing this. I mean, you must have also just been, I mean, a little bit beside yourself realizing this is what you were going to do, and you could actually do this at Morgan and bring all these actors together, and you're going to be directing. That must have been a...
Yeah, you know, I've been pushing away from this this request for years.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. My chair has wanted to do The Wiz for decades, and I've been pushing away. No, everybody does The Wiz. Nah. Well, they're not going to do it like Morgan. Well, that's true. But... But when it became the opportunity for the sesquicentennial, and as a Morgan alumnus, I thought it was very important and saw the importance of doing it.
I love this. So let me play. What are we going to go out? A little piece here from The Wiz. Go under us here as we talk about this. So and it's getting exciting. It should be, sounds like an amazing cast, amazing musicians and singers.
Yes,
Morgan from Thursday at 10 a.m. to...
Yeah. And then 10 a.m. and then Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 2 and 7:30, and Sunday at 3. And we're blessed to have a young youth group called the Singing Sensations, a Baltimore youth group that is part of this performance.
That's amazing. And, mm-hmm. and I'm excited for you that you're actually directing this as well.
Yes, thank you. You have to come see it.
I would love to come see it. Yes. This is great. So we've been here as part of a program with Shirley Bassfield Dunlop, who is coordinator of the Theater Arts and Associate Professor of Fine and Performing Arts here at Morgan State University, directing The Wiz. And you definitely don't want to miss this. Our performances are always great. And you will love this one. I have no doubt. Good to have you here in the studio.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
And I'll remind you on the way out of here today, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From limiting overtesting to protecting public school funding, you can learn more about the issues facing Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at the MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org. And for our conversation, last hour, the first hour, you want to continue it, Wednesday, March 29th, tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Loyola University, McGuire Hall East. There will be a discussion, Bridging the Divide, a community conversation on the path forward for integration of Maryland schools. Among those there will be Dr. Dallas Dance, who's the head of Baltimore County Schools, so you don't want to miss that conversation as well. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Romlagan. Our engineer is Andrew Melton. Our intern is Morgan Senior Michael Dixon. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Please send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org, the podcast of Steiner Show, and share with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.